This course was produced by Learn 25. Enjoy a lifetime of learning 25 minutes a day. Christopher R. Fee is an expert on medieval literature. He is currently professor of English and the chair of the English department at Gettysburg College, where he served as the Johnson Distinguished Teaching Professor in the Humanities from 2008 to 2011. Named one of the 300 best professors in America by the Princeton Review, Dr. Fee has received a variety of honors, grants, and fellowships for his teaching and research, including two grants from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Holding a PhD in English language from the University of Glasgow, Dr. Fee has written numerous articles and given presentations and lectures around the world. Dr. Fee is also the editor of the Encyclopedia of American Myth, Legend, and Folklore. Jeffrey B. Webb specializes in early American history and culture. A professor of history at Huntington University in Indiana, he received his PhD from the University of Chicago. His books, articles, and university-level courses traverse a wide range of fields in American history, including early American politics, 20th century environmental history, and the history of American religious traditions. The recipient of numerous teaching and research awards, including a fellowship from the National Endowment for the Humanities, Professor Webb served as the general editor for multi-volume encyclopedias on such diverse topics as American myths, legends, and tall tales, and conspiracies and conspiracy theories in American history.
Lecture 1. Why let the facts get in the way of a good story?
Hi, I'm Jeff Webb.
And I'm Chris Fee. And what we'd like to do is to talk about some of the great myths of history, noting where they are right on the money and exploding them when they go completely off the rails.
Hey, you know, Chris, one of the great myths of U.S. history is that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves.
Whoa, Jeff. Are you telling me that Lincoln didn't free the slaves?
No. But he's been remembered as the great emancipator, and that probably has to do with the fact that he issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Historians over the many years have tried to set the record straight on this one. You know, we find out when you really look at the historical record that the story is a whole lot more complicated. It involves this big cast of characters, the Union Army, Congress, and maybe most importantly, the slaves themselves. And historians have tried very hard to pull all these people back into the story.
So maybe we should start, Jeff, by talking about why we should let the facts get in the way of a good story.
I thought maybe we would start here at the outset with some, you know, just some general thoughts. I think it's important to say from the beginning that it's hard to separate fact from fiction, and maybe even more so in the present. And so the purpose of the series here is to really set out and explore that boundary zone between fact and fiction so that we can really, in the end of that process, become better thinkers. And we're going to do this through a series of conversations about some historical figures and events that over time have been mythologized and been stretched, as you will, and in the process have taken on the character of legend. In that way, they've become disconnected from the facts. We're professionals in our own fields of expertise. Chris here is a scholar of mythology and folklore, and I'm a historian and I study history. Often we find ourselves poaching in on each other's territory in our academic work. And so we found it really useful to think about mythology and history together and go back into the past and look at some of these examples where history has been sort of mythologized. And so the purpose of the series here is to explode history's myths, if you will. And I thought, Chris, it might be a good idea if we really started with some basic definitions. So what are we talking about when we use the word myth, when we use the word legend, when we use the word folklore, when we use the word history?
Fair enough, Jeff. As a medievalist whose primary interests are literary, I would say that I look at how various texts tell us a range of different kinds of stories, and that we might very often shroud important truths in the trappings of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?